on 7HOFM in the front row with Bo. Thanks to Valhalla. It's Valhalla for me every time.
Space Jam, a new legacy. After turning down an option to star in movies, LeBron James is sucked inside a computer server by a jealous Warner Brothers algorithm. He challenges LeBron to win a basketball game for the fate of his family and the world, and he then has to team up with the Looney Tunes to provide humanity's best hope.
Welcome, King James.
I'm a cartoon?
What's up, Doc?
Bugs!
What brings you to Tonewall, Doc?
The computer dude kidnapped my son.
The only way you're getting your son back is if you and I play a little basketball.
You want to play me in basketball?
I'll take it from here. Bam! Shoot the ball! My money's on the other team.
Let's face it, LeBron, while he may be a king on the court, is definitely no Oscar contender on film. But then again, nor was Michael Jordan in its 1996 predecessor, or Shaq in Steel, or Kazam.
Aren't you supposed to be good at this?
But that's not really important in Space Jam. We want tunes, laughs, and for parents about my age, a bit of a nostalgic throwback. The laughs, while they were fairly hit and miss in this movie, were somewhat there, but it did feel like it got bogged down by Warner Brothers really trying to remind us of all their assets and showcase what they owned. There's also a lot of product placement throughout, although we should probably expect that from a basketball film. And it does, however, deliver a nice nostalgic hit for those who grew up with the original. Now, while the kids are probably going to get a kick out of this, and I saw a lot of smiles and giggles throughout, it's the adults who might find it a little underwhelming and indeed tedious. If you're not into basketball or Looney Tunes, I'd steer clear, but the kids are likely to enjoy it. I'm going to give it 5 Jaffers out of 10. It's worth seeing for a nostalgic throwback or to keep the kids happy.
We need a boost. A secret weapon.
Space Jam, a new legacy.
Come on, man. Granny's out here having a martini at halftime.
Hate is gonna hate.